Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Let's talk about raising creative kids. Now, there's a number of things that people know promote creativity in kids, but let's take each one more step just to see if we can inspire them a little bit more. Reading to kids. Now, most people read like this. That's not what my big brother says. You might be wearing your lucky hat, says my big brother, but can you take the heat? Of course I can. Anybody can read like that. But how many can read like this? That's not what my big brother says.
You might be wearing your lucky hat,
says my big brother,
but can you take the heat?
Of course I can. That helps kids develop a sense that different characters are going to have different voices. That also works good when you play with toys with them. When you play with toys with kids, it's fun to really bring them alive. But instead of just having them walk and look around like this, try to be a little bit more elaborate.
How are you today?
God.
You're my friend.
Yeah.
What should we do today?
I think playing a sprinkler.
Oh, do you want to play with us too?
Yeah. Hey! Hi! Hi!
I'm Mickey.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm from Disney.
Watch out for the giant deodorant! Ah!
I'm a doggy.
Hi.
Another idea. Take them out to look at the clouds and find the shapes. Or take it to the next step and have them draw their own clouds. Which brings up another point. When it's time to color, instead of just handing them a coloring book page with a pre-drawn picture, hand them a blank page. See what they do.
Princess.
In order to inspire storytelling, try having a storytelling chair or table.
Wonder Pine, that time there was a little dragon. And in an egg. And when he popped out of the egg, his mom left to get some food, and he tried to follow them, his mom, but he couldn't catch up with her. The end.
Once upon a time, that there was a little soccer boy, and he was playing on a ball. Then he rolled off into a swimming pool. Then he swimmed everywhere, and he didn't know the way back out. And then he figured out a way. He got a heavy chair to carry. Then he stopped turning the chair around. He had a big much of chair, and he had a big ladder. Then he had another big ladder. Then he got out the whole way. Then somebody and then some basketballs came.
And
then he had a little thing like this, which I have. He was telling the story. And then he went to the field. Then he saw another one of those. Then he put it in his whole treasure box at home. That's the end.
Once upon a time, there was a little baby who was hungry. The end!
And then, of course, you know me well enough to know the next one. Dancing! A couple of quick points about teaching creativity to kids. This isn't the age for critiquing, and besides that, you're probably not qualified to critique for most subjects anyway. Just tell them how proud you are of them, of working so hard on what they're doing, and tell them how much you love that they enjoy what they're doing. In light of that, it's also better to praise the work they're putting into a project than the work itself. That way, their emphasis doesn't become so much the end product, but the effort they put into it, and how much they enjoy doing it. Because if you encourage the joy of it now, then they'll work on it harder later. And they won't be so focused on whether or not their work is good enough. Thanks again for joining us today. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed at dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome!
I'm doing the second verse.
One second.
Mother dear, I love you so. Your lovely shining eyes are just like stars that twinkle way up in the right.